This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day as we look forward finally to the end of the midterm cycle in this election season, with the runoff between Herschel Walker, the Republican nominee, and the Democratic nominee, Pastor Raphael Warnock. What is that race in Georgia mean? And what does that mean, particularly at this moment when all of a sudden Georgia just got a very, very big bump ahead? The Democrats have voted to change their primary schedule and to make Georgia one of the very first states. To talk about all of that, somebody who is a good friend, who has been on the road with Herschel Walker campaigning for him in Georgia, Ralph Reed, who is the founder of the Evangelical Christian Faith and Freedom Coalition, to which I've had the great honor of speaking on many occasions. He's also a past chair of the Georgia Republican Party. Ralph, first of all, what does it feel like out there on the road campaigning with Herschel Walker, who has been subject to some of the nastiest attacks in recent American political history?
Yeah.
How's he handling that?
You know, he's a gamer, Michael. He's a tough cookie, and I don't know how many candidates could have taken the hits that he's taken in this campaign and keep going, but Herschel is very resilient. It's done is make him stronger. He's a deeply committed man of faith, and he's running for the right reasons because he loves this country and he loves the people of Georgia, and he's doing great. And there's a lot of energy, there's a lot of excitement. I'm talking to you from Tifton, Georgia right now. In South Georgia, we're on our way to Valdosta. We've been traveling throughout Middle and South Georgia today, and had a big rally last night with Lindsey Graham and a number of other surrogates in Cherokee County, which is on the north side of Atlanta. And Michael, these runoffs, they're a turnout game. There were approximately 4 million votes cast in November. These two candidates were separated by 37,000 votes out of a little under 4 million, which is less than 1%. It was decided by less than 1% in November. It'll be decided by 1% or less next Tuesday. The Democrats have opened up a little bit of a lead in the early vote, which is fully expected. They vote early. We tend to vote on election day. But this race is too close to call, and it's going to be a cliffhanger and a nail biter.
What do you think, as a Georgian and someone who's about past chair of the Georgia Republican Party, about the other side just basically knocking Iowa out as an early primary or caucus state? As people remember, the Iowa caucuses were a bit of a mess for Democrats the last time they were held. But what's the impact on the country? What will the impact be on Georgia that the Democrats are now moving Georgia right into that parade together with New Hampshire and Nevada, and South Carolina is now going to have the first primary in the country, the role that Iowa used to play? What does all that mean?
Well, I mean, look, I'm always happy to see Georgia getting, you know, that kind of attention, but I think ultimately what they've done to the calendar at the behest of the Biden White House is not a good development, Michael. I mean, I've worked on 11 presidential campaigns. I was actually in Iowa the night of the Democratic and Republican caucuses in February of 2020, and it was a complete debacle. I don't exactly know what happened, but they had adopted some kind of software and hardware solution or system for tabulating their votes, and to this day, I don't think we've ever gotten the results. It was a complete, unmitigated disaster. And in the end, I think Pete Buttigieg won. So what happened is the Biden White House punished a rural Midwestern state because of a mistake by the state party. It's a state, Michael, where you can go around and really meet people and get to know people. It's not, you know, it's a grassroots phenomenon, the Iowa caucuses. So they got rid of that. They were punished. And then New Hampshire lost its first-in-the-nation status, which it's had really since the rise of the modern primary after World War II. And they moved South Carolina up, I guess, because South Carolina delivered the nomination to Joe Biden. So, look, that's the Democratic Party. They've got a right to do whatever they like. But I like the idea of the process beginning with two small states where you can really get to know voters in small settings and hear directly from the voters, not just by television ads. I think one in the Midwest and one in the Northeast, I think that was a good system. It's not a perfect system, but I thought it was better than what they're doing.
Well, now they're putting forward Michigan in that early slot of primaries, and they're having Nevada and New Hampshire are going to be on the same day, but after South Carolina. And what the Biden White House has said is that we're doing this because we want to recognize the importance of black voters to the Democratic majority that they hope to build. You think that's an acknowledgement that the tremendous success of efforts, including very much yours and that of the Faith and Freedom Coalition, to mobilize black voters with a more conservative point of view?
Well, I think so, and I also think it's an acknowledgement of the success that we've had in mobilizing evangelical voters of all colors and ethnic backgrounds, because frankly, if you look at where Iowa was, you know, 10 or 15 or 20 years ago, before I founded Faith and Freedom Coalition, and by the way, Iowa is one of our strongest organizations in the nation. We knock on 250 to 350,000 doors per cycle. We put over 1 million voter guides in churches. We have a very strong network there. And not just us, there are other many good pro-life and pro-family organizations. And what's happened, Michael, and part of the development was the Trump MAGA movement. It wasn't just us, although we were a big part of it, is Iowa's gone from being a battleground state to really it's off the table for the Democrats. I mean, I'm doing this from memory, so don't hold me to the number, but I think Trump won it by 7, 8, 9% in 2016 and by a similar
amount. I'm pretty sure it was 9 points, yeah.
Yeah, and then won it by a similar amount in 2020. And, you know, they just made a real run. They made this big deal out of the fact that they were making a real run at Chuck Grassley, and there was a Des Moines Register poll, you may remember, that came out a few weeks before the election that showed that Grassley was within 3 points of his Democratic opponent. He won by 12. Governor Kim Reynolds won by, I think, 16 or 17 or 18%. And we picked up, I believe, 2 battleground congressional seats. So they're pretty much done in Iowa. And I think they largely acknowledge that. And I think the real tragedy here, Michael, you know, look, I'm personally a Republican, but before I'm a member of any party, I'm a Christian. And I would like to see both political parties making an effort to reach voters of faith. And in too many instances, I think the Democrats have become hostile to the values and the beliefs of people of faith.
Yeah, but they're going to have a tough time with that in South Carolina, aren't they? I mean, that's one of the reasons that I take this as good news, is that Democrats in South Carolina, one thing that is true of that state, both Democrats and Republicans, tend to be serious Christians, no?
Yeah, and look, I may stand corrected on this. I'm doing this from memory, but I've worked a lot of campaigns in South Carolina. It's obviously a bordering state. And I know it quite well. I don't think they've elected a statewide Democrat in South Carolina since 1998. So this is odd to me that they're writing off so many voters of faith.
Well, again, it'll be tougher to do with this order that has just been delivered. Ralph Reed, Godspeed to you. And I'm sure you will be, I hope you have reason to celebrate coming up on Tuesday night. We will be right back. A new state tax is projected to increase gas prices by 46 cents per gallon next year. The new tax will almost double the amount of state taxes you pay for a gallon of gas. Plus, it gets even worse down the road. This is Michael Medved for Washington Policy Center. By 2030, the new state emissions tax is projected to add 80 cents to a gallon of gas and 97 cents to a gallon of diesel. Go to deep6the46.com for details. Free history show streaming and a download of our daily show ad-free. That's what you get for all of 22 cents a day when you join us as a member, Medhead Plus. This is one of the great deals available to try to enhance appreciation for this greatest nation on God's green earth. Check it out at michaelmedved.com or medvedhistorystore.com.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Concerning the runoff election that is coming up in Georgia that will decide whether the Republicans have 49 U.S. senators in the Capitol building or whether they have 50 U.S. senators in the Capitol building, that's what the choice amounts to. A reporter asked President Biden today about why he has not joined President Obama, who has actually been down there. He was in Georgia last night campaigning for Raphael Warnock. The reporter asked Biden, how come you're not going to Georgia to help with Senator Warnock? Here's the answer, clip 13.
Why did you go to Georgia to help Senator Warnock?
I'm going to Georgia today to help Senator Warren, not to Georgia. I'm going to help Senator Warren because I'm doing a major fundraiser up in Boston.
Thank you, sir.
Today for our next and continued Senator candidate, Senator.
A little bit confused. There he is going up to Boston, not for Senator Warnock, but for Senator Warren, though I believe the funds are supposed to be that he's raising up in Boston, where he's also meeting with the Prince William and Kate of the royal family. But again, it's one of those things where when you look at the race in Georgia, one of the things is very different, and this is a point that Ralph Reed had made before, is it's very different from the last time when there was a runoff in Georgia. And remember, that was for two Senate seats because there was that unfinished Senate term by Johnny Isaacson, who was leaving because of ill health. So there were two different Senate seats in Georgia, and it was the winning of both those Senate seats in the runoff that gave the Democrats their control of the U.S. Senate, their 50 seats. Otherwise, if even one of those Democrats had lost of the two, John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock, Mitch McConnell would have stayed as majority leader. And it would have been a little bit of different history. But in any event, this time, apparently, the party is united. Last time out, President Trump spent a lot of time attacking, and this is right before the runoff. He was attacking Governor Brian Kemp. He was attacking the Republicans for not, quote, resisting the stolen election narrative that he was already advancing, because the runoff last time was in January. This time it's in December, it's Tuesday, and we shall see. Scheduling is very much on the minds of the Democratic National Committee on Rules and Bylaws, which approved today, just an hour ago, approved Joe Biden's proposal to upend a calendar that historically starts with Iowa's caucuses to recognize the party's most reliable base, black voters. The way it has been since Jimmy Carter ran for president in 1976 is Jimmy Carter was the first president to actually make use of the Iowa caucuses, and one of the reasons that he apparently did so well in the Iowa caucuses and put his campaign on the road to winning the nomination is because he was the first openly, very outspokenly Democratic nominee for president to be a born-again Christian. And that was big news in the Carter era. And the complaint that Democrats have had about Iowa and about New Hampshire is that they don't represent black voters, who are such an important part of the Democratic base, because both are overwhelmingly white states. And Biden sent out a letter today ahead of the meeting and urged Democrats to give black voters a louder and earlier voice in the primary by elevating heavily African-American South Carolina, a state that was crucial to his 2020 presidential nomination. The one thing about making South Carolina first is that it's emphatically not a Democratic state. As Ralph Reed pointed out, it hasn't basically South Carolina carried for a Democratic candidate for president for a very long time. In fact, gosh, President Clinton didn't carry the state ever. President Bush did, emphatically. and both Presidents Bush. So the idea that they're moving the Democratic primary, first in the nation primary, to South Carolina, I think it's unlikely that the Republicans are going to follow suit. Because the advantage is that if you actually play in a primary season, you're getting a little bit of a head start in some crucial swing states. This is the way that the calendar is going to look. And look, for political nerds, this is a big deal. It is, as President Biden once famously said about the Obamacare bill, it's a big blanking deal. The 2024 calendar approved by the committee begins with South Carolina. They will be voting on February 3rd, followed 3 days later by both New Hampshire and Nevada. And then Georgia on February 20th. And Michigan on February 27th. And that's a very different look at what can happen. But part of the big losers here, it seems to me, are people on the left in the party. Because one of the things about Iowa, which has been bounced from the opening rounds of primaries or caucuses altogether, one of the things about Iowa is because they are caucuses where you actually have to show up. There's no voting by mail. In Iowa, the idea always was you have to be there, you have to sit at a caucus, so it goes to the most committed people. And the most committed people in the Democratic Party are people on the far left of the party, which is why there were Barack Obama ended up winning the Iowa caucuses to the shock of everybody. But that was because he was perceived as somebody who was running to the left of Hillary Clinton back in 2008 when he won the nomination. So right now, it will be accomplished by the Democrats, at least, part of, I think, what a party instinctively does to try to win in the future and build itself, which is to move more to the middle. Will Republicans change the order that we vote in the primary? I don't think that is likely. But we should be able, at least, to call out some of the truly memorable lies that were told this year by all sides, and even some foreign governments. We'll get to the Lie of the Year award coming up.
Your daily dose of debate. The Michael Medved Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On Friday at the White House, President Biden signed a tentative labor agreement passed by Congress to avoid a rail strike. The president discusses how the November jobs report was stronger than expected.
Wages are rising faster than inflation, and we've avoided a catastrophic rail strike. It means our plan to build the economy from the bottom up and the middle out. You're tired of hearing me say that, but it's working. And the wealthy are still doing very well while the middle class and the poor are having a shot.
A new poll suggests most Americans don't have high hopes for the new Congress. A Pew Research Center survey shows 65% of adults believe President Biden and Republican leaders in Congress will be unsuccessful in getting their agendas enacted over the next 2 years. Just about a third believe they'll be successful. This is USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And on the Michael Medved show, there's a movie some years back called Lies and Whispers. And actually, American politics recently has been lies and shouts. That's why it's a good thing that we have PolitiFact, which offers its Lie of the Year award. Most of the people in this finals, the lies in this finals, and they have eight different lies that they have nominated. And then there's a ninth lie for ability for write-in votes to make a nomination. And by the way, if you want to make a nomination on the telephone, you can, 1-800-955-1776. Speaking to Katie Sanders, who's the managing editor of PolitiFact at the Poynter Institute for Media Studies, she oversees PolitiFact's nonprofit fact-checking newsroom and its Pulitzer Prize-winning website. Katie, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, thanks for asking me to come on the show. I appreciate it.
Well, it's terrific. I mean, you've actually targeted some absolutely terrific lies that are they're actually funny, the fact that people would believe them, and some of them are tragic almost in there. Was this a good year compared to 2020 and 2021? Was this a big year for lying?
That's an interesting question. I think it's hard to say it was worse off for the truth than previous years, but I do think I can say it was an election year, so it wasn't a lot better. you have to think back to 2020, and we had this massive change in our world, and we had COVID denial was rampant, and we also had a presidential election that was quite contentious. So that was not a great year for the truth, and that year we settled on naming COVID downplaying denial our shared lie of the year. And then
people still believe it, though. There are people out there who believe the whole COVID thing was a fraud, that it was some kind of conspiracy, that those 1 million people, I guess, who died in our country of COVID didn't really die.
You know what? And that was just about the disease itself. And we do see that skepticism persist, even if it's not the subject of the, you know, cable talk shows, and the attitude from the administration toward COVID is quite different than it was in 2020. But, you know, I think a big trend we've seen on the COVID front was about vaccines. And there were a few claims you were considering about COVID vaccines that were very popular on our website, but just didn't, I guess it's a good thing. They didn't seem to crack the mainstream the way some of these other claims on the list did. So we didn't put them on our ballot of eight here. But that's certainly been a trend we've been watching.
Okay, so in that ballot of eight, one of my favorites, and again, I've gotten calls and emails about it, and partially because of the good work of PolitiFact, I know that it's not true. Nominee number eight among your lies is the very common posting on Facebook and elsewhere saying that schools across the country are putting litter boxes in bathrooms to accommodate kids who identify as animals and call themselves furries. Where did this start?
You know, somehow I knew that you were going to say that one. And so I'll be very honest. We've been covering it off and on all year long. I think our first story about it was in April of 2022. And, you know, we cover a lot of conspiracy theories and hoaxes online. And I think at the time it struck us as more of the same. You know, this was easily disproven. We saw it creep up across a number of states. I think at the time there were school districts in Iowa, Michigan, and Nebraska that were debunking claims actively that they were providing litter boxes. I honestly think there's a lot more investigation that needs to be done on this one, which makes it a good candidate, because I keep hearing about it from people like you who are just like, I've heard this and I've had to do my own fact checking and tell people it's not true. But it's a very persistent myth. So I can't have to be honest. I've just seen it pop up in a lot of different states and school districts. I'm not sure exactly where it began, but we've certainly noticed it all over.
When you, working as an editor, you pick out a lie to expose and to refute, do you try to make sure that it's a balanced process so that you won't be accused of leaning all the way to the left, or you won't be accused of leaning all the way to the right? Do you try to balance the origin of the lies that you go after?
We do. I think that we do try to balance it, but, you know, we it's also important to note that we're looking for lies, you know, that are really significant, that really had staying power, that speak to broader themes of the year. And we can't really control which side that falls. You know what I'm saying? We try to pay equal attention to what both sides of the political spectrum are saying, but that doesn't mean it's going to be a perfect 50-50 split if it's just not there.
Well, you have a lie from Joe Biden among your nominees for 2022, where President Biden said, on my watch, for the first time in 10 years, seniors are getting an increase in their Social Security checks. It's kind of funny when you think that most seniors do get Social Security checks and they may notice that they've gotten previous increases.
Right. And for him to say it hadn't been happening and, you know, insinuating that it was something that happened as a result of his own action when it's due to a law that's decades old and, you know, a formula for cost of living adjustments, we found that particularly brazen. That's why we gave it a pants on fire. We've rated many other statements by Joe Biden over the year false, but they didn't make the ballot because they weren't as brazen, they weren't as memorable, right? So that's why this one made it from Joe Biden over the others that we covered over the year.
With very prominent political figures like President Trump or President Biden, do people ever respond to PolitiFact and say, you know what, you got me. I made a mistake here. I was wrong. You ever hear any acknowledgement of that? I mean, I'm thinking of President Trump saying that President Barack Hussein Obama kept 33 million pages of documents, much of them classified. How many of them pertain to nuclear? Word is lots. This is kind of made up of whole cloth. Has President Trump acknowledged that?
No, I don't think he's, you know, I think he's aware of fact-checking and fact-checkers. I've heard him kind of allude to Pinocchio's, which is a system brought back, tried out by the Washington Post fact-checker. I don't think he's referred to, you know, Pants on Fire and PolitiFact in the same way. I think it's not his style to kind of change his talking point. He tends to cling to the talking point that he likes and just keep repeating it. No matter how many times it's been fact checked by us and our colleagues at other outlets. And we've heard him say the Obama line, in defense of his own handling of classified material and White House documents. It's come up again and again. And he's since made other statements that we could have put on the ballot about what was going on with George H.W. Bush. You know, he talked about a Chinese restaurant in a bowling alley in a way that was very out of context. He's been deflecting a lot on this issue, right? So, we haven't covered the former president, you know, nearly as much in the years since he's been out of office. But there are two statements of his on this year's Reader's Choice poll, because they were frankly very memorable and they spoke to huge news events. The other one being Trump's conspiracy theories about the attack on Paul Pelosi,
which is amazing. Look, this is important work, and you can vote on this ballot. The ballot's posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com. Katie Sanders, the managing editor at PolitiFact, who is going to be counting the votes, and I'm sure that Carrie Lake will demand a recount, counting the votes as these votes come in on the 2022 Lie of the Year. We'll be right back. Well, it's autumn, and if you're going to go out and look at some of the great colors of the leaves and enjoy the season, well, you get more active, and you know what? Maybe some aches and pains. I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately, I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Michael Medved show, speaking of lies of the year, there are lies, there are exaggerations, there are sometimes simply mistakes that people make when they say things that are not true, but they don't even recognize they're not true. I think Hillary Clinton knows that there isn't really much of a comparison between the Taliban and people who are on the pro-life side of the abortion regulation debate here in the United States. Here is the former Secretary of State, former U.S. Senator, former First Lady, speaking on PBS about oppressive tendencies that she perceives in all of the above villains. Listen.
We have come a long way since I made that statement back in 1995 on so many fronts, but we are also in a period of time where there is a lot of pushback, and much of the progress that has been, I think, taken for granted by too many people is under attack, literally under attack in places like Iran or Afghanistan or Ukraine, where rape is a tactic of war, or under attack by political and cultural forces in a country like our own when it comes to women's health care and bodily autonomy.
You're hosting this conference. Talk to me about the confluence of both these events, this pushback on American women's rights, at the same time as you're trying to figure a way forward.
Well, you're absolutely right.
Again, the idea that there is an international attack on women's rights, and part of it has to do with the notion that states will be able to have different regulations about abortion. The one thing about the hysteria that this is generated, and it's sometimes it's hysterical on both sides, though not so much right now on the pro-life side. And the reason that it hasn't been as hysterical on the pro-life side is because the Supreme Court made a decision to turn over these decisions to where they belong. And I'm not talking about a decision, an individual decision, whether a child is going to be aborted or not. I'm talking about the decision on how you regulate this this procedure of abortion. Everyone agrees. The idea that there should be restrictions on abortions in the last trimester and certainly in the last weeks of pregnancy is virtually unanimous in the country. So everyone agrees that it should be regulated to some extent, abortion, because it's not just like removing a hangnail. I mean, there's something more here. And yes, there is, as people point out, a beating heart. And the notion that 95% of abortions that are performed in the United States, and this is according to Planned Parenthood's own statistics, are actually abortions, or sometimes they are what are called medical abortions, that are done through pills that are taken, but it's all during the first trimester. And that actually follows what most Americans believe. Most Americans believe that abortion should be available in the first trimester, but not in the last trimester. And there's actually a majority who also wants to regulate abortions and to ban them basically in the second trimester. And the notion that this kind of debate that has been instituted because of the Dobbs case, that it puts people in a position of being like the horribly oppressive, nightmarish medieval regimes in the Taliban installed in Afghanistan, and that they currently have the Ayatollahs installed in Iran, is just out of the question. And there are all kinds of pleas for fairness. Is it fair for Kanye West, for Ye, to be banned from Twitter? And by the way, this is not because what he said on the Alex Jones show, but it was because of his follow-up. He put as a follow-up for the Alex Jones show a great big swastika on his website, which was enclosed within a Star of David, which is basically his view that Jews are Nazis. And just some of the flavor of what he said when he was on with Alex Jones, and Jim Garrity made the right point, is that Jones seemed to be really relishing this interview because he had the rare opportunity of being a reasonable part of the discussion compared to Kanye. This is clip 3 from yesterday's epic interview. Listen.
I've said it, the most Nazi-like activities I've seen, and the Nazis, in my view, were thugs that shut people down, did a lot of really bad things.
But they did good things, too. We're going to stop dissing the Nazis all the time.
Okay. We're going to get to that.
Okay, and then he also talked about how Hitler had something good to bring to the table. Listen, clip 4.
You're not a Nazi. You don't deserve to be called that and demonized.
Well, I see good things about Hitler also. I love everyone, and Jewish people are not going to tell me, you can love you know, us, and you can love what we're doing to you with the contracts, and you can love what we're, you know, what we're pushing with the pornography. But this guy that invented highways, invented the very microphone that I use as a musician, you can't say out loud that this person ever did anything good, and I'm done with that. I'm done with the classifications. Every human being has something of value that they brought to the table, especially Hitler.
Especially Hitler. And what's incredible about this is I have been waiting for somebody to step forward and to defend Kanye with any of this, because it is completely indefensible. This is completely indefensible. And Caitlyn Jenner, yes, he's a Republican, and he was at one point a candidate for high office for governor of California as a Republican. But not a nominee. But here's what Caitlyn Jenner had to say, clip 14.
I've known, obviously, Kanye for a long time. He's always been very, very good to me. And I just wish him well. I want Kanye to do...
Have you talked to him?
Well, Not in the last few months, mm-hmm. especially when all this stuff has come out. I have not talked to him, but I just wish him the best. You know, he's got challenges, and I just hope him the best.
Yeah.
He's always been very good. He's a really nice guy when I've been around him my whole life, or for the last 10 years. And I just wish him well.
Okay, I'm sorry you wonder about that and the inability to acknowledge that what he is saying is completely sick and warped. And it would be equally warped if someone was basically saying about, Jefferson Davis, if you want. Well, look at him. He brought, and to compare Jefferson Davis to Hitler is unfair to Jefferson Davis. I mean, if somebody said such a thing about Joseph Stalin or any of the great murderers in history, the idea that we actually need to give Hitler credit and for inventing the microphone and for inventing the highways. He didn't invent the highways. And that, by the way, yes, the Germans were ahead in building the Autobahn. But the notion that, again, if you take this to slavery, and if you imagine someone treating slavery as casually and dismissively as Kanye West has decided, and again and again and again, to treat the Holocaust and the murder of 6 million human beings, and then if you include, by the way, the Christians that the Nazis murdered, and there are 3 million Polish Catholics who were killed in World War II, and Catholic civilians. The idea that all of this goes on and Kanye wants us to see the bright side. Can we get some perspective other than he's really a nice guy and I feel sorry for him in this greatest nation on God's green earth?
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.